Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the third quarter of 2024. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the button Raise Hand and wait for the operator. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A. and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. First, good afternoon to everyone. I would like to thank you all for joining our third quarter 2024 earnings call. As usual, we will go through the highlights and at the end have a Q&A session right after the highlights. So jumping in the third quarter of 2024, Ferroporte handled and loaded 6.5 million tons of iron ore. This represents an increase of 7.3% compared to the 6.1 million tons in the same period of 2023. Regarding the year-to-date volumes, first 9 months of 2024 were 18.4 million tons, and in the same period of 2023, 17.3 million tons, which is a 6.5% increase year over year. When we look to the gross revenues from the take-or-pay, they increased 12.4%, and the adjusted EBITDA in the third quarter of 2024 increased 15.5%. This was due to the devaluation of the BRL against the US dollar. On the T-oil revenues, they grew 34.5%, reaching BRL 18.1 million versus a total amount in the same period of 2023 of 13.4 million BRL. Dredging was performed in the first half of 2024 and is totally concluded. Ferroporte distributed in the first 9 months of 2024 BRL 189.5 million to each one of the shareholders. Dividends in Q3 to Prumopar were BRL 51.4 million, 22.3% decrease when we compared to the same period of 2023. But looking to year-to-date total dividends, they are pretty much in line with the same period of 2023. Looking to the margins using the adjusted EBITDA, we have an EBITDA margin of 79% in the third quarter of 2024, maintaining the same range on the previous quarters. Going to the highlights on the financial statements, first looking on the figures of Ferroport. On the income statement, we can see that the total revenues increased 13.4%. Operating expenses increased by a high percentage, which was 83%, but this is a non-cash item caused by the depreciation of the spare conveyor belts, and we highlighted that on the report as well. Looking to the cash flow statements, cash from operating activities increased 3.4% to an amount of BRL 171.6 million, and the CapEx in the period amounted 30 million BRL, mainly related to operational reliability projects. Moving to Ferroport balance sheet, the only highlight is actually the cash and cash equivalent position that amounted 205.4 million BRL, which compared to 216.7 million BRL of December 31st in 2023, as a decrease of 5.2%. Now, advancing to Prumopor statements, looking at the income statement first, I would like to highlight the net financial income of BRL 63 million versus a loss of BRL 23.1 million in the same period of 2023. This was caused mainly by positive impact of the FX variation with the US dollar appreciation against the BRL. At last, on the balance sheet, the cash and cash equivalent position in the end of September 2024 was BRL 57.2 million compared to the same position at the end of December 31st, 2023 of 2.4, represents a robust increase. So those were the highlights that I would like to bring on the call, and we can move to the Q&A session now, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the button raise hand and wait for the operator. Move yourself from the questioning queue. Please press the button hide hand. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the button raise hand and wait for the operator. And our first question comes from Joaquim Resgo with Moneda. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. My question is regarding the payment schedule. How do you see the target versus the legal schedule, and how wide are you in that schedule going forward?
Okay, thanks for the question, Joaquin. We actually paid June in between legal and target, and the next payment schedule is now in December, and we're gonna have the same gonna be in the same range, I would say, in between legal and target. Which means that we're not going to have the full target being paid on this next payment. We have been going through these kind of payments for most likely 18 months already, and that's the expectation for the next one as well.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Again, if you would like to pose a question, please press the button raise hand and wait for the operator. This concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you again. I would like to thank you all again for the participation on these earnings calls for the third quarter 2024. We're going to come back in 2025 for the full year 2024 release. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
That does conclude Prumo Participações Investimentos S.A.'s financial results for the third quarter of 2024 audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day and thank you for using Núcleo de Imagem.